The purpose of government was to protect every human being's unalienable rights. That meant that your life was to be protected, your liberties were to be protected, and your right to the use and enjoyment of private property was to be protected. Well, that's shifted under a sustainable development, Agenda 21, to an idea of social justice. Now, I've been to law school. Law schools teach social justice. They no longer teach principles of equal justice. You get into court today, you know, I just completed a property rights trial and case in Alameda, California, and there the justice proudly proclaims himself to be a champion of social justice. Most judges, I almost could say all judges in America today, are social justice champions. Now, what social justice does is it meets out justice in accordance with a concept of common good. It's a public interest. So that means that the all rights you have today are dependent upon what group you belong to and what objective government has today for that matter. It means that all rights no rights are immutable. That means that they're permanent. Under social justice, your rights change as the times change. So you may be protected today in the exercise of a property right, but tomorrow you have no such guarantees because this is not a foundational aspect to the notion of social justice. So we're going through this grand transformation of converting our justice system from equal justice to social justice. Our property law system is being converted from a system of free enterprise to what they euphemistically like to call public-private partnership. So when you get into the major cities and you're talking about a sustainable concept called smart growth, where communities are to be built up and not out, meaning they stack and pack people in these residential high-rises, with the idea being that human beings are not to have cars, and that the community is to be developed so that it can be a walkable community, and public transportation, light rail, is to be developed in cities all across America. Nobody likes light rail. They're massive economic boondoggles, but they continue to be built because we are building an infrastructure for a post-private property era where all people can be marshaled and controlled. So, you know, this is all very disturbing, and it's a little bit complicated when people first begin to devour it. But once you understand these broader principles and how they're being applied, it becomes quite apparent. And, of course, it can be overwhelming to the average person. You know, the average legislator has to run from these issues because he doesn't want to be the guy with the smoking gun in his hand. And, of course, you know, legislators in this country are standing with smoking guns in their hands because the freedom secured by private property is being, the concept has been abandoned by them all. I mean, there may be an exception here or there. I certainly can't think of any exceptions in the U.S. Congress. There are no exceptions in the California legislature. And those who are exceptions are not speaking out very loudly. They're not defending the principles of private property. They're not defending the principles of equal justice. And they're all sucked in by this environmental movement, which is a cover. It's a cover for the transformation of our systems of economics and our systems of justice. So people may say, well, this is too big for me to fight. I'm just going to, you know, hole up and wait for the Armageddon or something. And, you know, that's the wrong attitude to take because there's always got to be a way of uncovering or unraveling and exposing this grandest plan in all of human history to take down the human experience and reduce us to mere chattel of a ruling elite. And, you know, the manna from heaven is what I call it, or the shot heard around the world here in the 21st century, relates to an organization called ICLEI. Now, ICLEI is the International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives. It's a UN-accredited NGO that exists for the purpose of localizing the globalist movement. ICLEI has offices on every continent. It has contracts with about 1,300 cities around the world. It has an office in Ontario, Canada, to operate its dynamics here on in North America. It has a subsidiary office, was located in Berkeley, California. It's now in Oakland, California. And the purpose of ICLEI is to contract, if you can imagine that, with various cities so that ICLEI can put its people and its policies into their planning departments and other local city offices so that they can bring the globalist plan of sustainable development right into your city. So they are remunerated under the contract with taxpayer funds, local taxpayer funds, and they basically, once you sign a contract with ICLEI, you are on the local application of the globalist sustainable development program, and you will begin to find private property being sliced and diced in your community. There are 600 communities in the United States that we know of that have signed contracts with ICLEI. That includes Bloomberg-led New York City. It includes all of Los Angeles County. It includes my city, my county, and city of Santa Cruz. We were one of the original ICLEI outposts, which is why people like myself are as familiar with this as we are, because Santa Cruz was a pilot zone for the whole globalist sustainable development program. Santa Cruz used to be the laughingstock of the nation because it was just bizarre. It's a beautiful place, but bizarre politics. Well, today we're not so bizarre only because everybody else has caught up to us. And any city that is an ICLEI city is in real trouble. When ICLEI comes in and gets these contracts with cities, it affects a much wider area than just the city itself, because when ICLEI comes in, it then reaches out to the regional organizations for water or for transportation or for air, regional air pollution boards, and they then take their directions from ICLEI. The purpose, again, is to abolish private property, step by step, not in a fell swoop, just regulation by regulation until they force timber operators out, or until they force the miners out. They force out the free enterprising home developers. They just keep whittling it down till they've got their fascist public-private partner friends to do all the business in your community. So if you're not working for a public-private partner, you're in trouble. If you are working for a public-private partner, you can be, the partnership itself can be thrown under the bus at any time that it serves the globalist interest. And in any event, if it's going to knock down the American standards, you're going to find that even a public-private partner ends up with no customers, no business. The goal, the stated goal of sustainable development is to equalize wealth within and between nations. So that's why Barack Obama wants to redistribute the wealth. That's why our trade policy ships all of our monies, the bailout from Bush, all that money went to foreigners. Mm-hmm. Okay, all that money went to Wall Street. None of that money went to Main Street. So while our dollar is being massively inflated to the point of ruination on Main Street, ordinary people have less money today than they did 3 years ago, even though the money supply has massively increased. And that's because we are being engineered into this new world society where Americans will live no better than anybody else. It's to equalize the wealth between nations.
My life will be the same as someone in Bangladesh as far as luxury.
Well, we're moving to that point. In the early days, the local advocates of sustainable development says, "Oh no, Michael, you don't understand this. We're going to raise the living standard of people in Bangladesh to the level of, I don't know, people in Beverly Hills." It never made sense, because the reason America did well is because we enshrined the idea of private property. We uplifted the value of the individual such that there was reason, motivation, and mutual benefit from operating in a free enterprise system. Well, the free enterprise system is being, if it hasn't already been, destroyed, and that's why America is suffering today. And when you combine that, you say, well, this is all too grandiose. This could not happen. Constant power doesn't concentrate that much. And to people who have that legitimate skepticism, I say to them, well, then you need to understand the monetary system, because the money we use today is simply paper money that's been created out of thin air by globalist bankers a very narrow elite of global banking families that control every central bank in every country in the world, that all report up to the Bank of International Settlements. We have a unified global economic system that's made out of funny money that can be collapsed anytime the creators of that system want it to collapse. They can buy the legislators. They've done that. You know, it was Rothschild who began this system 250 years ago, who said, "Let me make the money. I care not who makes the laws." And he said that because he said, once I'm the guy making all the money and handing it out in form of loans to others, I can control every law being made. And of course, that's exactly what happens as we watch special interests operating to the bankers' interests manage our legislators. And so we've got ourselves in a deep hole. It's both political parties that subscribe fully to this program. And, you know, we're in a deep hole. The spirit, though, of 76 is revitalized. People know we're in trouble. People are angry about it. And that's good. But if we don't stop and figure out where it's coming from, what's causing it, you know, what we're really fighting against, we have no chance of defeating it. So that's why it's crucial that as Americans' frustration with the direction we're taking, it's crucial that they get the gist of Agenda 21, sustainable development, begin exposing it in their own community. And back to this organization called ICLEI, the International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives. You know, we have an initiative that we've recently began called Kick ICLEI Out. And there are several Western communities that have caught on to this. Spokane, Washington is ablaze with an anti-ICLEI focus. And, you know, the mayor there has signed the contract. She's just strangely quiet in terms of defending herself. She just brushes the people off as she moves forward with her local sustainability plan. Well, the reality is that Article 1, Section 9, I believe, prohibits any state from entering into any treaty, alliance, or confederation with a foreign political entity. Well, ICLEI is a foreign political entity. Cities are subdivisions of states. It is unconstitutional. It is treason. It's not just unconstitutional. It is treason for a local mayor to sign a contract with an internationalist organization that is working to abolish private property in that community. And those people need to either be run out of town or tried. They need to be arrested. We need some brave sheriffs in this country that go after those who are seeking to undermine the entirety of the American experience by entering into these contracts with this internationalist organization that exists for purposes of implementing sustainable development in local American communities. And if you live in a city where this has happened, you need to go to our website, look at our ICLEI primer. Our website is freedomadvocates.org. Look at the ICLEI primer. You can find out there. There's a full listing of all American cities that have signed these contracts. Find out if your city is one. If your city is not one, find out the closest city to you, because whatever is happening in that neighboring city with an ICLEI contract is affecting you. And you need to take the steps, rally the public support, create the public awareness, kick ICLEI out. Now, that's not going to save the country, but if we don't do that, there is no chance of the country being saved. It is the right first step. I always call it manna from heaven, because this is something we can chew on. None of us can change the monetary system of America. None of us can kick the United States out of New York, but we can take action in a community that we live in if you've got an ICLEI contract, and it's a chance for us to expose this to the rest of your community and to take the stand, fire that Concord shot by kicking ICLEI out of your community.
Michael, thank you very much. This is Michelle Anderson, and stay tuned, because quite shortly I'll be bringing you another interview with somebody who has items of interest for those of us north of Bangor.